Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Du kümmerst dich. Jeden Tag. Um andere, um dich und um dein Zuhause. Du kümmerst dich, wenn es drauf ankommt. Und weil du dich kümmerst, kümmern wir uns um das Geld, das du dafür brauchst. Damit Kredit so einfach wird wie noch nie. Hol auch du dir jetzt deinen Kredit auf auxmoney.com. auxmoney. Kredit einfach online.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
It's time now for the Napa Shoo-In of the Week, where Chick McGee may or may not know how to make his sports picks.
Oh, I know.
Picks.
I got them right here.
Okay.
All 4 of them.
Well, we're being joined by a grandmother, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And our granny is Nancy, joining us from Austin, Minnesota.
Oh.
Nancy, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good.
Hi, Nancy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, may I ask how many grandkids there are?
Okay, 2 children.
Yeah. Right.
7 grandchildren,
right.
1 great-grandson, and 1 great-grandson on the way.
Oh, congratulations.
Nice.
Very good, very good. So
they live right here in my town.
Wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Right there in Austin, Minnesota?
Right here, Spamtown, USA.
Spamtown.
I have been to the Spam Museum. It is awesome.
You know what? It is, isn't it?
I really, really enjoyed it. I watched the movie.
Enlighten me. There's a Spam Museum.
Yes, I bought some merchandise. There's a movie. There's like a Spam conveyor belt around the ceiling that goes.
Yeah.
You can watch it all.
What merchandise did you buy at the museum?
Well, different flavors of Spam, and I bought myself a Spam hoodie.
Oh, you can't beat that!
I got my picture taken with the giant can of Spam.
How big is the giant can of Spam?
Well, it's a cartoon type character.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
you can
Spammy, right?
Yeah, Spammy. Loved it.
Is he Spammy Davis Jr.? Or?
That's very funny. He did have a glass eye.
Wow. Once again, we're talking with Nancy, and she is our grandmother of the week. Just this is a yes or no question. We don't care how you answer. Do you know anything about football?
Well,
a no answer is funnier. Okay.
Little.
So far, all of our grandmothers have confessed they know nothing about football, and they are slaughtering Chick McGee in the Shoo-In of the Week.
Vikings are undefeated, 3-0 this year. Yes.
You know, we love it. I love the Vikings. Our family love the Vikings. And if I see someone with a Green Bay Packer outfit, and I go, is something wrong with you?
Wow.
Well, yeah. We'll take you to
that. That's a big rivalry.
It's America. You can, do what you want.
It's legal to watch hockey.
It is.
Some cities. Now, Nancy, do you have any Spam recipes? Are you a big fan of Spam?
You know, my favorite recipe is just to cut it thin and pan fry it, get fresh lettuce, tomato, and Miracle Whip on a fresh bun.
God, you lost me at the Miracle Whip.
Is awesome.
Maybe mayonnaise.
Little Miracle Whip.
See, now I'm craving Spam.
I love Spam. Yeah. I'm a big Spam. I put Spam in my grilled cheese every
day.
Yes.
Oh, and another quick one is my mother always made where you ground the Spam up and you put cheese and a little onion and then you put it on buns and broil it in the oven around Halloween. And my son and daughter said, Mom, why do you make that? We hate that. And I went, well, I like it.
Uh-huh.
Good for you.
There.
Now, do you eat liver? Chicken liver? Beef liver?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a big liver. I think Josh and I are the only liver fans in the room.
Yeah. I like a Braunschweiger and a liver.
I love it.
You like the liver?
I've liked liver for years.
Christy, your thoughts?
No, thanks.
No
liver for this girl.
No liver. No.
Okay. Nope.
Liver lips.
No, I don't do organs.
I've got a lot of liver to do.
The Spammy Man.
And, yes, remember Spammy, and the...
Oh, Monty Python, yes.
Monty Python.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, that was one of the classics.
There you go.
Nancy Crosby is our guest. You have a nice accent. I like your accent.
Wonderful. Yes.
Minnesota.
Right,
oh,
from
yeah.
Minnesota. Now,
you betcha.
The way the show works, Chick McGee will tell you the game. You get to pick first, and we'll see how you do with your sports picks this week.
Okey-doke. The Denver Broncos traveling to Tampa to take on the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay, a home underdog in this one. They're getting 3 points. Who do you like, Denver or Tampa Bay?
Denver. I have a nephew out there, so I got to go with Denver.
Good. All right. Okay. I, too, am taking the Denver Broncos minus the three.
Chickster.
Lions visiting those Chicago Bears. Bears, another home underdog. They're getting 2.5 in the spaceship that used to look like, well, still kind of vaguely looks like Soldier Field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think sometimes I go with underdog. I'll go with Chi-Town.
Oh, Chi-Town.
She's got the hipster
Chi-Town
lingo.
I'm going to take the Lions minus the 2.5, I think.
Okay.
And let's see. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Hosting the New York Giants. Giants now 2-1, Minnesota 3-0. The Giants getting 3.5 in Minnesota. Who you like, Vikings or the Giants?
Of course, the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm going to take Minnesota
purple.
Minus the
favorite
3.5.
Favorite color.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the purple people here.
Have you been to the new stadium yet?
I have not. I've seen it on television. Now, listen, we're on a fixed income. Mm. We can hardly get milk.
Oh, well.
Well, I'm sorry.
Tickets for the Vikings.
What kind of takes the fun out of it,
yeah,
knowing
sorry.
That you're...
We'll be back with more fun anecdotes coming up.
Well,
Nancy, provided you win against the Chickster, then you'll be able to pay your heating bill.
Yeah.
Other than that, so sorry.
And, you know, I like the windows open and the heat on, you know, just to have fresh air in. And
maybe we'll get her a gallon of milk.
Yes. I'll send you some milk.
You know, we can send her. Do we have any of those...
blankets left?
Blankets
left? Yes, yeah, there are a couple left.
I'm going to try to dig one up. We have two different blankets. One of them is like an 8x10 foot picture of my face.
I'd love that.
Oh, careful what you wish for.
No one would
love
that.
I think we have a warehouse full of those. They didn't really sell.
I can't imagine that.
I could put it in my cat box. They love
it. There you go.
Perfect. Perfect.
Nancy,
I love her. She's my favorite grandma ever.
I think we have the Bob and Tom blanket somewhere. Let's dig one up and
one more game.
Nancy, when we hang up, don't you hang up because I'm going to have Dean get your address so we can. Okay.
The Baltimore Ravens hosting the Oakland Raiders for now, soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders. Baltimore, another home underdog. They're getting 4. Who do you like, Oakland or Baltimore?
You know, I think of old Ken Stabler.
Oh yeah,
oh,
sure.
The snake.
So I think I'll go with that. With them.
Tom was so excited he knew a nickname of the NFL.
Just because that name popped up.
All right. The snake popped up.
Yes.
Am I right?
Well, if he popped up, he came back from the dead.
Yeah. Well,
I'm making
that.
I'm making this my double shock. I'm going to take Raiders plus 4.
Okay.
And there you go. That's
Nancy, I may be coming to your house for Halloween to have some of that spam.
I think I'm cooking a big kettle of chili on that night. Not spam.
How about I bring the spam and we can have chili and spam sandwiches?
We could. Oh, delicious.
Oh,
so do you serve your trick-or-treaters chili when they come to the door?
Well, if they wanted to come in, I would.
Oh, well, that's nice of you.
Yeah,
nice.
I just kind of have an open door. Come on in and, you know, sit and...
I want to go to her house.
You are a delight.
You?
Yes.
You are a delight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could call us from there, Christy.
Okay.
Nancy, who hooked you up with this this phone call?
Which one of your grandkids are you going to disown?
My granddaughter. My little granddaughter, and she loves to watch or listen. She listens to your
thank you very much.
Your show. And so when you called, I thought, okay, little girl.
And what's her name?
What's her name?
Alyssa.
Oh, well, thank you, Alyssa, for introducing us to Nancy.
Huh.
Now,
well, best of luck with your picks, and we'll send you a blanket since obviously the heating bill is going to be a little bit of an issue.
You know, with the senior citizens, you have more month than money, so you need to have whatever you can get.
I've never heard that. More month than money.
More month than money means you
run out of money before
the month's
over.
So spam is always a staple because, you know, at the end of the month you go, well, here we go. This is what we're having for our...
Now I want to go up there and take her to dinner.
Oh, yes. That would be great.
Okay.
Alyssa, Christy, and Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your husband's name?
BFF.
BFF.
Best friends forever. Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, go do it.
Okay, that's very good. Yeah.
Don't you need her up there right away? Yeah.
Okay. All right, Chick, I'll leave now.
Okie doke.
Best of luck with your picks, Nancy. We'll send you some stuff to keep you warm.
Oh, I'd love it.
And if, what do we have in the green room we can send her? Well, bagels won't get there hot.
No. I guess we should send her food, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, perishables.
Okay. Yes. Canned beans.
Yeah, that's good.
You can pay back Alyssa when she comes over.
Yes, that little girl.
That's degrading.
Nothing like grandma's flatulence.
If they're 50 and under, I call them little. I mean, they're young.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I say, oh, hello, little girl, and no matter what age they are, I call them that.
Well, thank you so much, Nancy. Best of luck with your picks, and we're going to send you a nice package, I promise.
Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you.
She's so sweet.
Isn't she nice?
Yeah, she was terrific.
I really want to go visit her.
You know, you guys sent my mom a Tom blanket.
Oh, we did?
Yes. Yeah, she called me. She goes,
the Tom face.
I got a blanket. I don't know who this man's head is, but...
Yeah, that happens.
She goes,
lot.
I assume that's either Bob or Tom.
Mm-hmm. Said, yeah. That's funny.
Okay.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
Everything up until this point has been an outside look at the World Cup, and now we're giving people an inside look. It is just total pressure cooker.
Watching flags come out of little plastic balls is like the epitome of everything that I love. And the World Cup is everything. It's why I became a soccer fan.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.